Show the dog going.
Thank you.
She's killing me.
Oh, she's killing me.
Mr. Jake Irwin, you know, Jake?
Thank you. big night scream. You don't get sick of it.
Some of our new ones, and of course, if there's something you really want to hear, don't hesitate to holler it out. We want to know. So we can choose whether or not we do it, but we do have to know. Okay, all right, yes, you came to the right place. All right, here's one that I shouted out in my mind a moment ago, so we will do some of those, though. We really will. This one's called Chavalo Swing. Thank you.
That's a lot of
I was just sort of curious where we've seen all of you before. How many? I mean, we haven't seen you at Lincoln Hall before, but we might have seen you at Shuba's like 15 or 20 years ago. When you anybody? Anybody at Shuba's?
Old Town.
Oh, right. The four of you. Thank
Old
you.
Town.
And how about the Old Town School of Folk Music? Yeah. Winfield, Taste of Chicago, 30 years ago. Fitzgerald. Look, everybody's here. Thank you. Oh, that was on tour with the Squirrel Nut Zippers, right?
Snowed. Barely got out here alive.
That's pretty cool. We locked Jake in an old house in North Carolina for 12 hours and made him learn all our songs. And he learned them all that day, and that was it.
Well, except for two of them. We never did them again.
All right, here's what we did this CD since we were last here. This is, Whit was alluding to it earlier. What makes Bob holler? We're still trying to figure that out, but this is one, not that one. say things twice, but usually I don't even say things once. But there was a guy who came and saw us in Tom's River, New Jersey a few years ago, and he shouted out unsolicited from the back of the library that I only wrote two kinds of songs, like before the relationship and after, and he wanted to know why I didn't write more about while it was going on. And my bass player, this was in my trio at the time, and he goes, well, that would be an awfully short song. Anyway, so this is what I wrote before that guy said that, so this is called Oh Baby.
things for eternity. And that's mine. I love you, Emily. That's Iowa. I'll show you off everywhere that we go. Other guys dream, but only I know. I may never make history. It doesn't matter, I'm in your with me. I love you, Emily. Yeah, sure.
Transcriptions, and I think they probably only played it once like this. Or maybe they didn't even play it once like this.
Thank you.
Chicago, and that never, ever, ever happens under any circumstances, ever. We usually get here at like 3:57 and sit in gridlock for 2 hours on a But this time, Jake and I were here, flew home for a couple days to do his taxes. but it was great. We stayed in Lincoln Park, and this is really an area that we had never explored before, and I have my dog with me, and this story isn't going anywhere, but I just want to say we enjoy this part of Chicago. It's beautiful. And I wanted to go to the lake. On the map, it looked like it was so easy to get there. And then it's just like, I think there's a highway. It's now a highway between Lincoln Park and... I should never get to the lake. I just kept walking around these blocks up here. But even that was really nice. So I just wanted to thank you for having me in the neighborhood. Maybe we'll get to those requests.
I've already got a few, haven't we, Jake?
Alright, okay, we're
doing alright. Slow down a little. This is a song we wrote a while ago. It's called When I Lost You. The sky was dark. The stars reclined, the moon above refused to shine. A light went out in this heart of mine when I lost you. And the times I tried, the price I paid. The words try to make you stay, they all turn a shade of gray when I lost you. Take me back, back somehow. Remind me all. I can't recall what went wrong. Can't remember when you were gone. Cold winds blow, my thoughts around. The falling leaves don't make a sound. I've lost the meaning.
It was one of those two kinds of songs. Anyway, how is everybody? This is such an intimate place. I feel like we just, you know, we do appreciate y'all coming here. We had a little bit of a minor panic over the last 72 hours. Do they remember us? Especially Jake. Jake was really panicked.
That's me.
Thank you.
few more requests. We can do some of them, but we had a long way home, and anything else? Is that all? No more requests? Devilish Mary? Okay. Dig-a-dig-a-doo. You might do a few Passover songs, too.
Here's Devilish Mary. It's probably started over in Ireland or Scotland or something. Made its way through Tennessee down into Texas, and we're bringing it to Chicago.
You know I love you, pretty baby, but I always take a long way home.
Do a song we've never done before for them too.
Yeah.
Like never done.
Yeah.
Why not?
I got one in mind.
Well, I can think of a couple of reasons why.
Chicago's an important city for us to play too, because this is where WLS was, and George Barnes is like my idol was. It's Dice Turkle and all these characters.
It's also where WBEZ is.
Yeah. So we know him.
Do you have a song in mind that we've never played before? I mean, that was almost one.
We could almost play Chicago, but we should probably play.
You guys have heard that enough. That's like people playing Kansas City.
It's a great song. It's usually done kind of bad, but it's a great song.
I guarantee if we did it, it would be done pretty bad. Isn't that like if people live on Route 66? Aren't you tired of hearing Route 66?
No, we love Chicago.
Actually, Whit does love the song Chicago. He is kind of obsessed with it. He's got this like warm-up medley that he does backstage wherever we go, and it's like, you know, 10 seconds of one song going into the next, and Chicago is always part of it.
Do it!
Food. All right, you guys. Do you have any other requests, though? I'm going to end this talk with Manny, maybe.
Start us.
I'll go ahead and do one of those while they're talking.
All right, we'll work on it between each song. We'll work on it.
Yeah, exactly. We got about halfway through it.
That's real professional.
This for now we'll do this. This is good. It's got serial killers and stepmothers and everything else in it. Right, here we go.
You're the toast of the town, we're waving around, you're the cool one. You're graveyard stay. The governor good. This bar is no fun. I'll show the reins. Time to pass. Got to go. Made up my mind to forget the wrong. Life is sweeter when you share. Even strangers show they care. I bury the hatchet. It stops with me. It cost plenty. Love would have been free.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Whit. And Lana James on the fiddle.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And Mr. Whit Smith in the middle here. All of you, don't forget, if you weren't here, we wouldn't be here either. So we came to see you, and we appreciate all coming out tonight.
Let's do this again.
I think we're going to do one more, and then we are going to go into the lobby. We have tons of stuff. I want to point out we have the brand new Hot Club of Cowtown chocolate hoodie that we just created about 2 weeks ago, and it's been selling on this tour, but there are only a very few left, so
just in time for spring.
That's right. That's right, thank you. That's my marketing genius. We're gonna play Chicago in the Lobby acoustic after the show. But we're going to do one more, and we will see you out there, hopefully. We're going to come right out, and thank you all so much again for joining us, and thanks to the Hoyle Brothers for sharing the night with us and opening the show. And just thank you so much.
Thank you. Will Smith.
Yeah. We love it, Dan.
It's been a pleasure, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.